I'm really insulted, you know, Tanya.
What's that?
I can't believe you haven't asked me about all of this.
Oh, well, I thought when it comes
to... I'm your money man.
Yeah, when it comes to cryptocurrency,
we're
like tadpoles.
I have no idea about it at all.
We are infants. But when you go to parties, like I was at the weekend, and you're talking about mums and dads who are now investing in, you know, whatever crypto they're interested in.
They must be drinking.
Well, I'm thinking, okay, so it's finally moving out of that circle into the mums and dads of the world, and it'd be fine, like just fun to find out a little bit more about it.
Okay.
So Fred Shibesta is the founder of finder.com.au. Is that right? Finder.com.au. And he can explain all things crypto, Bitcoin, NFZ, all that sort of stuff to
all
us.
All the gear.
Hey, Fred.
How are you guys? What's
very well.
On? Okay, Fred, talk to us like we're five-year-olds.
Well, Bitcoin's pretty much like digital gold. It's like digital gold.
Right.
Like, think of it like, you know when money used to be backed up by gold?
Yeah.
Well, Bitcoin is digital gold. You can send it to each other, and that's how, you know, that's what it is. There's only 21 million of them. It's a finite resource. And if you look at, you know, humanity all throughout time, we've valued things which are rare and scarce. And there won't be any more Bitcoin produced after the last 21 million, the 21 millionth is produced.
It's interesting you describe it to us like gold, because I was reading over the weekend where there's defunct power stations throughout the planet that are now being used to, in inverted commas, mine Bitcoin. Now, I still don't understand if it's this virtual currency, why are they physically needing spaces to mine?
Well, the reason for the mining is to protect the ledger. So if you imagine, you know, how much money you've got in your bank account, there's a ledger somewhere that's keeping all the accounting and the numbers clear. Well, the computers mine the code, and that's what keeps your ledger and your Bitcoin safe. That's essentially
right.
What happens.
So it's a PC tech, it's a term as opposed to a
So that's the physical space where the computers are, these defunct power stations.
Yeah, there's you need places where it's really cold and you can get lots of energy.
Okay.
All right. So your idea of the future of it, though, it will be like gold, it'll be for here forever?
Definitely. I mean, if you think about right now, if you got, you know, $100 of, you know, Australian dollars and put it in the ground, and you got $100 of gold and you put that in the ground, and $100 of Bitcoin on a wallet and put that in the ground, and you waited 20 years, how much would the $100 be worth? Probably not much.
Right.
How much would the gold be worth? Probably quite a bit.
Yep.
And how much would the Bitcoin be worth? Well, I reckon it's going to be worth a lot.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow,
okay. So do you see a future, Fred, where people like us, you can tell how much we know, people like us will be going, okay, I'm going to buy that new car with my Bitcoin. And like it moves from that digital to the physical. I know it already has, but I mean for people like us.
I don't think you're going to buy your car in Bitcoin. You know, El Salvador, which is an entire country, runs as a legal tender. It has Bitcoin's legal tender. Like, you can go to McDonald's in El Salvador and buy a Big Mac with Bitcoin. I don't think that's the vision of where it goes. I think it'll become a store of wealth. So if you want to protect your money over the long haul, you'll buy some Bitcoin and you can borrow against it just like a house. You can keep it. You can store it. You can earn interest on it. It's just something that you keep and you build your wealth with.
Yeah, so it's not a, you know, hand-to-hand sort of thing. Or I know there are ATMs and stuff, but it's basically a trader. It's just a trader and investment.
It's a long-term store of wealth. It's something to protect you against inflation. Like right now, the Australian government is printing billions of dollars of cash, and everyone's money in their wallets is deflating. We're basically losing our money every single day. It's just being printed away like a imaginary money. There's no backup to that money. It's just imaginary money. And once everyone understands that and sees that, and as our inflation goes higher and higher, you know, when a coffee costs $10, doesn't just cost $5 these days, and you're wondering why that happened, well, that's because the government's been printing money. When the Roman Empire used actual gold coins, this is way back in the day, at the start of the Roman Empire, that every Roman used a gold coin. And at the end of the Roman Empire, only 2% of gold was in that coin because they put lead in instead. Mm. And they used all the gold in the actual coins to buy armies and do all sorts of things.
Yeah.
So what's happened is what's happening right now. If you want to protect your wealth, Bitcoin's potentially one of those ways to do it.
Okay. Well, I think it summed it up.
Yeah, I think you've done very well.
All right. So do you suggest people have a crack? Like, I've got a girlfriend that just put $500 into it and she's made money in the space of 48 hours. She's just having a crack.
Yeah, it's a 24-hour, 7 days a week service. You know, you can buy Bitcoin on the Finder app. You can just go there right now. You just go to Apple and you can just, you know, download, or your Google store, and you can download the Finder app and you can buy Bitcoin in 3 minutes. You just KYC. You can deposit your money from your bank account and you swipe up and it's done. It's super simple.
Okay. All right.
Well, Fred, we appreciate you bringing us into the 21st century.
Exactly.
best of luck.
Well, we can talk about NFTs next and
Ethereum.
Yeah,
Fred, my brain hurt.
We will, Fred, okay, because sorry. At the moment, all right. NFT for us means no free tickets.
That's right.
So we will catch up with you again and you can decipher that for us. How about that?
Sure thing.
All right.
Sounds good. I'd love to. And thanks, everyone, for listening.
Good night,
thanks,
Fred.
There's Fred Chavesta from finder.com.au.
What's it like being you guys having money to invest?
I said it was a girlfriend. And by the way, you know, make sure you don't take that as financial advice. You make sure you get your own financial advice.
I just heard put my house on it.
Yeah.
Anyone wants financial advice, always invest in boats.
It's Dangerous Steve. Newcastle's Triple M.